Storms towards Thursday evening, but most towns will stay dry. And then some scattered thunderstorms will be roaming around, but they'll be spotty on Friday. And then some widely scattered storms over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after two men were shot Monday afternoon in Montgomery. This happened on East Clover Lane, but police say the men fled to separate scenes. Both of the victims are expected to be okay. The Elmore County Sheriff's Office is investigating a murder in the town of Elmore. Sheriff Bill Franklin says 51-year-old Willie Reeves is charged with murdering his wife, 52-year-old Andrea Reeves. This happened Sunday night during a party at a home in the 300 block of Lucky Town Loop in Elmore. And Alabama lawmakers could make changes to medical marijuana legislation after the bill hit opposition in the House. House Speaker Mac McCutcheon says he expects lawmakers to create a study commission instead of legalizing the use of medical marijuana this session. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'll never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it, shake it.
It was all,
it's all good, baby, baby.
Magazine, salt and pepper, and
someone didn't like our selection of Old Town Road.
Said they couldn't speak for my hip hop face. I own this album on vinyl, sir.
I've heard you criticized a number of occasions, but never for your hip hop taste.
Yeah, I just, you know,
you've got old school hip hop taste.
Yeah, I have takes.
Our number 272-9228. Half the things I say on the radio. Half the outrageous things I say on the radio are just so certain people will comment on their Facebook page. Because it's just a general reminder that I'm relevant and other people are not. Because I don't write about other people on my Facebook page. San Francisco Police Union calls on chief to resign after a raid on a reporter's home. The call for Chief Bill Scott to step down one day after he apologized for the May 10th raid. Guys, the police in this country are raiding the homes of journalists. That ought to tell you something about what the police think they can get away with in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Now, I want you to know the name of the police union president. His name is Tony Montoya, which sounds pretty awesome. I would love to hang out with Tony Montoya one day. Not Montana, that's a different guy, but Tony Montoya. What was the guy from Princess Bride? I'm so-and-so.
Inigo Montoya.
Inigo Montoya, yeah.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
I always, whenever I thought about former Formula One and IndyCar race driver Juan Pablo Montoya, yeah. I always think of, my name is Juan Pablo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. According to NBC Bay Area, Chief Bill Scott said he was concerned about how department investigators dealt with handling Carmody's status as a journalist. And then raided his home. So, be careful out there. The police will raid your home. I got a cool story, but I just don't know where it goes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know where it goes. May not fit today. You know what the Democrats are doing?
No.
Besides trying to ruin the country.
Right.
But I repeat myself. Democrats are refusing to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The trade agreement that's replacing NAFTA, which is going to leave us with no trade deal because NAFTA's toast. It's gone. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're going to force us to go back to NAFTA. NAFTA's gone. NAFTA's not going to work anymore. Last fall, the United States, Mexico, and Canada came together to modernize the North American Free Trade Agreement, meaning they threw it out and they substituted it with the USMCA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. That will be a huge boon to the American economy, particularly the American blue-collar worker. A massive, massive deal. But Congress has to approve the agreement. President Trump and U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer went over every sentence in the agreement to make sure Canada and Mexico could live with it. They leveraged U.S. economic power to the benefit of the American worker. They shut down back doors that were destroying our steel industries, our auto industries. And Congress is delaying the agreement. Not the Republican Senate, but it has to go through the House first. And the House is not getting on it. Without the agreement, America will miss out on adding 176,000 new jobs and $68 billion in new economic growth just next year. 176,000 new jobs and $68 billion just next year. USMCA will add $34 billion in new manufacturing investment, according to business plans provided by the auto industry. 76,000 American auto jobs over the next 5 years. Those jobs will be delayed indefinitely, all because the orange man hurt their feelings. Did you know his skin had a strange orange tint to it? Orange man is bad. Listen, I can understand if you don't like Donald Trump personally. I get that. If you think he's harsh on women, only Rosie O'Donnell. If you think he's a boob, plays too much golf, I get all that. I really and truly get all that. Because I've had problems with other presidents because of those things. Bill Clinton. I didn't like the way he treated women. Raping them and whatnot. Get some ice for that. It's true. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Infowars.com. It's absolutely true. The man raped people. I didn't like the way he dealt with women. But would I destroy the American economy to get back at him?
Rumature.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about take your ball and go home. You think these Congress critters are worried about your job in the economic sector, in the private sector? You think they're worried about the possibility of you getting one of these increased Ford Motor jobs? No. They look down on you. You who work with your hands. They look down on you. You who are not in Congress or in the service industry. Remember, we were going to take the entire... NAFTA was going to take the economy away from dirty blue-collar work into the service industry.
Right.
The whole country was going to run on the service industry, darling. No more sweat. No. We're going to be in the service industry. That's how they talk. It is. You've heard them, right? Congress people? Nancy Pelosi. That's how Martha Roby says it. Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi talks like this.
Nancy Pelosi talks like this.
Yes, she's very stiff when she talks, and her words don't flow like she's human. It's very weird.
Well, she's a lizard person.
It's very weird.
Did you see the numbers? Some polling company, I think it's Pew Public Polling or something, they ask weird questions on their polls, but only one weird question at a time. And I've done that on polls. Mm-hmm. We've asked weird questions. Remember when we asked Jesus Christ job approval rating in Alabama? 96% in the Republican primary, by the way. I have no idea what the other four are saying. Luckily, the margin of error was 4, so we just kind of rounded up to 100 just because we thought he was doing an okay job. You know, holding together constants and all that. Speed of light, gravity, at a bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, you know, the savior of the world and all that.
Yeah, all that.
But his job approval rating was 96% of the Republican primary voters. Donald Trump's was 92%. But did you see that Pew Public, and then they went back and they equated it to how many adults, U.S. adults, that would be. They asked how many people think, like, do you believe the government is run by lizard people? And they equate it was like 12.6 million people.
Right, and it's like, what, like 36 million people or something? It's 12%, right?
No, it's 12.6 million people. It's 4%.
Oh, 4%. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, all right.
Now, the great shame in this was only like 17 million people or 18 million people know we didn't go to the moon. The rest of you bought that story, the Stanley Kubrick film or whatever it is over there.
I sent you the proof that we did. The other day.
The laser? Hmm? That's not proof.
Yeah, it is.
No, they found a shiny rock that can shoot a laser back. That's not proof.
No, they're not going to go. That's the thing, though. They're not going to, like, they wouldn't go deep into the historical record and plant that. That's like one of those things that's like corroboration.
I understand that. But you know what they did? They knew they were faking the moon landing.
Oh.
So they dropped from not far off the moon.
Oh.
They dropped one of those balls that it doesn't matter what angle you hit it, it'll come back to Earth. That's what they did.
Oh.
You didn't go to the moon. Why haven't we been back?
Don't want to.
Come on. Of course we want to. Trump just said we want to.
Well, now we want to.
And they said, well, yeah, man, they said they wanted to 10 years ago. And they're like, China, with all their technology, looked at the technological situation and said, we can't get to the moon.
Huh?
They said it would take them 2030 at least to get to the moon.
They're not as good as us ingenuitive Americans, Baron.
In the 1960s with an abacus and a slide rule and some tinfoil?
Exactly.
Did you see that moon lander, the alleged moon lander, with its tinfoil exterior? Come on. Not possible. I'm telling you, one day it's going to come out. You guys are going to go, Baron, he was saying it. He was right. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, factually correct. Factually correct. What was I talking about? I had a story I was dealing with. Oh, the new trade deal. Yeah, they don't care about you. These Democrats don't care about you. Nor do the Republicans, or they'd force a vote. They'd force a vote. I'll give you some examples of what's going on in this. All three countries had to adopt and maintain labor rights in line with guidelines set by the ILO. For the first time ever, the agreement sets a rigorous requirement that 40% of the value of a car must be made by $16 an hour labor that will push jobs back to the United States. Because if you're paying $16 an hour, you might as well do it here instead of in Mexico or in Canada. Anyway. Our number 272-9228, that's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. They'll make your bath look good. If you want your whole house to look good, painted walls inside and out, new look decorating. They also do things like rent pressure washers. They've got wall coverings, wallpapers, and things like that. They've got two designers on staff. New look decorating on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road runs into the Atlanta Highway. Right where Bell Road runs into the Atlanta Highway. That's New Look Decorating. I've said this before, and I don't recommend it. But if you're driving really fast down Bell Road and your brakes fail, you will end up in the showroom of New Look Decorating. Because that's where you would stop. You would go across the Atlanta Highway, boom, into the New Look Decorating showroom. Two designers on staff, so they'll keep your house from looking ugly. Some of you, your paint schemes are a little suspect. I'll be honest with you. I've driven through your neighborhoods. I've seen that bright neon green shutter. Right? Don't do that. Call New Look Decorating. They'll stop you from making that decision. Trust me, I've seen the turquoise and the pink baby's room. You thought it would look good. You might have seen it on HGTV. But it looks terrible. I'm telling you, it's not a trend. You're not a trendsetter. Go to New Look Decorating ask them to help solve your problem, and they'll get that fixed right away. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. Talk to Brett Lanham. Talk to Brian Carr. Talk to one of their two designers on staff. They do an excellent, excellent job. 17 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, back after this. This guy did the Super Bowl show, right?
Oh, I think so.
Just shoot for the stars. If it feels right, then aim for my heart. If you feel like it, take me away and make it okay. I swear I'll behave. You wanted control, so we waited. I put on a show. Now I'm naked. You say I'm a kid. My ego is big.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated 2019 market report. According to MLS statistics, sales in the River region are up almost 8% from last year at the same time. The MLS statistics from MLS show that homes are selling for approximately 97% of the list price, and there has been over 1,700 closings so far this year in the River region. We are negotiating multiple offers on our listings, and sometimes our buyers are competing with other buyers for the same property. What all this means is we have a much better real estate market than we've had in over a decade. Buyers are still being able to secure low interest rate, fixed rate loans, and when they buy a home, the chances that their equity will grow is at a pace not seen since 2008. For a complete market report on your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225. Or email me directly, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Some sort of cosmetic procedure, right? Because some people's teeth are really, really white, you know? They don't have, like, any hint of normal natural shape. Is that Katie Pavlich on Fox News? The whites of her eyes are freakily white. Like, they're painted.
It might be.
Can you do that?
Can tattoo. You can tattoo your eye.
Oh.
Who would get a tattoo, Dave?
Good question. But I did read about a dude that got that in jail. Dyed the the whites of his eyes red.
That's not where I would. Tattooing. That's not where I would be tattooing the inside of my eye.
Me either. I'm just saying. I just know that it's jail. I just know it's possible.
Jail has tattoos. I certainly don't think I'll be doing that the inside of my eye.
I mean, I won't be, but you know, it's possible.
Anyway, our number 272-9228, 22 minutes after 11 o'clock. My man True Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, he's open today. Normally, he's not open the first day of the week that we're on the air. But he's open today because yesterday was Monday. There was a holiday. And he's open Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock. And he's open on Saturday, 9 to noon. So Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock. I was just in there the other day. I said, but true. He was taking me through his showcases of his new jewelry. And his antique heirloom quality jewelry. He had some beautiful jewelry. I mean, absolutely beautiful jewelry. Things I'd never heard of, really. Aquamarine. It's a beautiful jewel. Beautiful jewel. It's like a diamond, but it's just got a hint of blue in it. Kind of looks like the dope from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah?
Remember that? Kind of what it looks like. It's got he's got amethysts and sapphire and rubies and diamonds everywhere. Beautiful, beautiful diamonds. He's got engagement rings, antique heirloom quality engagement rings going back to the 1920s. Just beautiful, beautiful settings. The rings are second to none. Just fantastic, fantastic stuff. Heirloom Jewelers, and right now until the end of May, what is it? May 8th, 7th, something like that. May 28th. Three more days. You got 3 more days to get in there and get an engagement ring, and he'll throw in the wedding band up to a $500 value, absolutely for free. And just tell me that you understand how mathematics works. And if there's no markup for things like general managers and salespeople, that you understand you'll get a better deal than anywhere else in town, because everyone else in town has those people. Salespeople, they got to make a commission, so they got to mark up the rings and the jewelry. Not with True Booth. Go by there, Heirloom Jewelers, when you get the opportunity. You got 12 months financing. Go in there for details. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. Are you addicted to gaming? Do you know anybody like this?
No.
Addicted to gaming? If so, you may have a mental disorder.
Uh-oh.
Not a character flaw. Here is the way it's determined, according to the World Health Organization. Do you have a pattern of persistent or recurring gaming behavior that takes priority over other life interests and daily activities, despite the negative consequences that may result? That's what we called a lack of discipline and a character flaw back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
When you knew you had a pattern of persistent or recurring behavior that takes priorities over their other life interests and daily activities despite their negative consequences. It didn't mean you had a disease. It meant you were a piece of That's what it meant. You were a lousy husband and father. A lousy son. Now you've got a gaming disorder, according to the World Health Organization. Oh, by the way, these new updated World Health Organizations. You know what other illness they took out, no longer is an illness?
What's that?
Tranny.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's true. The World Health Organization took tranny out and
so
put...
gaming in.
Gaming in, tranny out. Oh. So if you think you're a dragon, you're no longer mentally ill. But if you have a lack of discipline and game too much and lose your job or your wife, you're mentally ill. That's a mental illness. That's not a character flaw. That's a mental illness. But being a tranny and thinking you're a chick trapped in a dude's body or a dude trapped in a chick's body, that's no longer a mental illness. I want to change the gender on my driver's license to cat. I want to walk into the driver's license bureau on all fours, purring. Mr. Coleman, can we help you? Meow. Crap on their floor because there's no litter box. Start scratching other people's face. Walk up on the counter and just start knocking stuff off with my hand. crash.
Meow.
Pencils everywhere.
Meow. Meow.
Rub my cheeks up against some guy's knee in the waiting room. I'm a cat. And when someone says, but Mr. Coleman, you're not a cat.
How do you know?
How do you know? I feel I'm a cat trapped in a man's body. I think it'll work. I'm changing my gender to cat. Or dog. Nah, cats are more fun. Cats get away with anything. Dogs get spanked. You ever seen a cat get spanked? No one spanks a cat.
Nah.
I don't even have to spank my dog. I just have to point at whatever happened and say, did you do that? Like, get a look of dismay on my head. Did you do that?
No, get all shamed.
Oh, no. She just dips her head and goes right under the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to block out so she couldn't go under the bed, so I've got bags of stuff under there to block it out. And she sat there with her little 7-pound frame and her little bitty paws and dug out a spot in the bags where she can squeeze between two bags and get under the bed. And so if she, like, I don't even care if she goes number two on the floor, because that food I get at Four Healthy Pets is so perfect. You just pick it up. No mark on the carpet, nothing. Just poof. It's like a Tootsie Roll. Absolutely flawless. But if she does number one on the carpet, that's frustrating. You got to pour the hydrogen peroxide on it and all that. So I'll look at her. I'll say, did you do that? And she'll, poof, head goes down. Doesn't matter where she is in the house. Poof, 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 tail down, head down, right under the bed. I'm going to change my name to Cat. I'm going to change my gender to Cat. Start purring everywhere I go. And someone's going to say I'm mentally ill, and I'm going to say, nope, if I could be a chick. You know what, though? Women still get priority in things like hiring and grants and stuff, like a female-owned business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Babe, I'll just be a chick.
There you go.
I don't have to be a cat. Right. I'll be a chick.
That's right.
Not a chicken, but I mean like a broad.
I know what you meant.
A gal.
A broad.
I can't say anything to get I'm trying to get Carolyn's dander up. There's nothing I say. I'm going to be a woman. I am woman. Hear me roar. I'll start playing female power anthems. You know, I can't think of any. They're terrible. Every one of them is terrible. I'll start reading chick liberation literature. Go back to college. Tell people I'm a lesbian through college. Isn't that the hip new thing to do? Yes, yes, yes. I am going to pull this off, ladies and gentlemen, and then I'm going to apply for a small business loan as a broad. And I'm going to do it. I'm not cutting the beard. No way. That's not happening. I'm not cutting the beard, but I will, I absolutely will apply as a woman. Hear me roar. These boots are made for walking, Carolyn. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH. You can check him out online, auburnhousewash.com. I was at the Pike Road Community Club swimming yesterday, and I gandered up at the historic Marks House, built in 1825.
By Carl.
And I looked up there, and I said, that is one fine-looking house. It is clean. Woo, is the exterior clean. That's Auburn House Wash. I just called Auburn House Wash. They came over there and with their proprietary low-pressure system, got it all cleaned up. They got prompt, uniformed, insured employees. They got a truck dedicated to the river region. These guys are phenomenal. If your house needs a bath, Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. But bam, 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 why Auburn House Wash? Why not Montgomery House Wash? Because they're already branded. And I told him it didn't matter what he called himself. If I told people about it on the radio, they'd call, and they have. He is so busy. So busy in the river region that I kept telling him, just put the Marks House back. Push it back. Don't, you know, go take care of the radio listeners first. And he did. It's exactly what he did. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH. Check him out on Facebook. They got some great time-lapse photos and photography and videos and all that. Before and afters. You'll see what I'm talking about. Really clean stuff. Really beautiful house when he gets done with you. AuburnHouseWash.com. We'll be back.
free News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's Workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The intense May heat wave continues. Sunshine, hot today. High temperature up to about 96 or 97. The record, by the way, is 97. Tonight, slowed down to about 71. Still dry. Tomorrow, look for another high around 96. That would tie a record. Still dry again. Risk of some widely scattered storms towards Thursday evening, but most towns will stay dry. And then some scattered thunderstorms will be roaming around, but they'll be spotty on Friday. And then some widely scattered storms over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
First thing I remember was asking Papa why. Oh, there were many things I didn't know. And Daddy always smiled, took me by the hand.
Someone texted Dave to ask, is there evidence you are not Fan Merrill? That your voice sounds remarkably the same.
Wow.
Just during the break, I was making fun of his name. He said Fan is a stupid name. It's a stupid name. It's got to be short for something. Not Daniel or something?
I would say that the evidence that I'm not Fan Merrill is that I'm Dave Mallory.
That's true. It can't be someone else if he's Dave. D-A-Y-B-E. D-A-Y-B. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Hang on just a second.
To be a man, and someday you'll understand.
Someday I'll understand what's going on with my throat in this studio. Maybe God's striking me down for saying the Pope sucks. Carolyn's shagging phones at 272-9228 if you want to get in with her, 272-9228. That would be the lovely and talented Carol. Classes up the joint when she comes by.
For sure.
Trump, a shoe-in to win in 2020, according to, quote, remarkably good models. three different economists, according to former Obama administration official, Wall Street executive, and Brookings Institution board member Steve Rattner said three different economists have predicted Trump to win using unbelievably accurate economic models that predict presidencies with near 100% accuracy. In an op-ed for the New York Times titled Trump's Formidable 2020 Tailwind, Steve Rattner notes how three prominent economists have predicted another term for the man who snatched victory from the jaws of Hillary Clinton in 2016. How big is the tailwind, Dave? Huge. Huge. One of the first and perhaps still the best of these models was created by Ray Flair. I'm reading now from the Times.
Any relation to Ric Flair?
No, he was a professor at Yale.
That doesn't mean he couldn't be Rick's brother, dad, son.
He might be. He very well might be.
I'm going to go with this guy is because that just makes the news better. He's Ric Flair's uncle.
He found that Professor Flair found that the growth rates of gross domestic product and inflation have been the two most important economic indicators, but also found that incumbency was also an important determinant of presidential elections outcomes. How fair has it worked? How has Flair's model worked? It predicted Barack Obama would receive 53.1% of the popular vote in 2008. He actually received 53.7%, just 6/10 off. In 2012, when Mr. Obama was running for re-election, Flair's final estimate was 51.8%. It ended up 52.0%. How about Trump? According to the model, Donald Trump should have received 54.1% of the vote in 2016. Instead, he received 48.8%. A good part of Trump's edge in 2016 was the incumbency factor. After 8 years of Democratic president, voters would ordinarily have wanted a Republican. In 2020, incumbency will be a tailwind for Mr. Trump as the vast majority of presidents are chosen for a second term. I want to go back to that number. A model that accurate missed Trump by 6 points? Why do you think that is, Dave?
I have an opinion.
Election was rigged. The election was rigged. All of the billions of dollars worth of fake news from CBS, ABC, NBC, Washington Post, New York Times, Fox News, frankly. But also, I think the number of illegals voting. The number of illegals voting. I think that number will approach 10 million illegals voting in 2020. It will not be less than 5 million. I think they will turn out the illegal vote on purpose in overdrive this time, knowing that no one will investigate it. These models are not polls.
Correct.
Several polls have Joe Biden ahead of Trump in the 2020 election. Of note, most polls were dead wrong. Two other prominent economists have observed similar findings to Professor, no relation to Ric Flair. The Flair model is hardly alone in its forecast. Mark Zandi, the chief economist at Moody's Analytics, has looked at 12 models. Trump wins in all 12. Donald Luskin of Trend Macro Analytics has reached the same conclusion in his examination of the Electoral College. Don't get cocky, though. I point you to the number of liberals and feminists and feminized-looking men who were wearing, spoiler alert, Hillary wins shirts going into the 2016 election. Notice all manly-looking men voted for Trump. And all effeminate men and non-manly-looking men voted for Hillary Clinton. Don't be that way in 2020. If you found yourself voting for Hillary Clinton, look in the mirror and figure out what you can do to man up your appearance a little bit. Because I promise you the ladies notice. I promise you the ladies notice. But that's good news for the Make America Great Again crowd. Good news. Trump trounces Biden and Clinton with one swipe. using language that was so racist when first uttered in 1996 that it still resonates here, what, 25 years later? Here's his quote. Anyone associated with the 1994 crime bill will not have a chance of being elected. In particular, African Americans will not be able to vote for you. I, on the other hand, was responsible for the criminal justice reform, which has tremendous support and helped fix the bad 1994 bill. Super predator was the term associated with the 1994 crime bill.
Super predators.
Yes.
Bunch of lead-addled maniacs just tearing the streets apart. No remorse. They don't care about human life or property, and they will kill all of you. So we have to lock up 2 million people between, you know, more people between then and now.
It's unbelievable how many people are in prison. Unbelievable how many people are in prison. Super predator was the term associated with the 1994 crime bill that sleepy Joe Biden was so heavily involved in passing. That was a dark period in American history. But as Sleepy Joe apologized, no. I think he put dark in there on purpose. I think he was trying to get the news to say, he said dark, he's being racist. Notably, Hillary Clinton called young people from disadvantaged communities super predators in a 1996 speech discussing the 1994 bill, a comment widely panned as racist. That's because it was racist. Not widely panned as racist. It accurately pointed out it was racist. During the 2016 U.S. election, she described it as a poor choice of words.
Hmm.
Not a poor choice of words. She's a racist. Do you remember their comment on Barack Obama during the 2008 election?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 50 years ago, this guy would have been serving us coffee.
Remember what Biden said?
Biden said, you know, he's clean. He's the first African American that's clean.
Clean and articulate.
And articulate. He's clean. He's got good hygiene.
You know, and who would know more than Biden whether or not someone was clean?
Right.
Mr. Sniffer.
Yeah.
Biden sniffs everybody. You don't think he got a good whack at Obama's armpits?
So he must have been, that Hawaiian upbringing, so he's not, like, all full of lead in his brain.
they had fresh air.
Big lead hadn't gotten to him.
He was born early enough, he wasn't born into a lead-painted house.
That's right.
He may be our first president that never lived in a lead-painted house.
Could be true.
Maybe our only, because I'm sure Donald did.
Oh, he requested it. give me the good lead.
Just to slow it down a little bit.
It's good for you.
Blocks out radio waves. What if lead isn't harmful at all and it's all a big conspiracy to let radio waves into your house?
Ooh.
Because the lead paint would have kept them out. You know, if you're like an X-ray tech, you wear those lead aprons?
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't cook your insides? I wonder if that's the problem.
You should try it.
Why don't you paint your house with lead, babe? Our number 272-9228 on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, William. William?
Yes.
You are on the air, William.
I got the wrong number. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Billy.
Lead.
Yeah.
Grew up in a lead-painted house. Not only does he call the wrong number, he waits through the screening process. It's not like I brought him in cold. Carolyn screened the call. I've heard how she answers the phone. She says, News Talk, can I help you? What's your name? Who is this? This is William there, pal. William. All right, William, what can we do for you on the air, William? Oh, I got the wrong number. Hell, I didn't mean to call. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that, y'all. Yeah.
I was hoping he might say he had a cache of lead paint that we could do some work with. Because, you know, you could call Riley up and say, hey, you guys work with the lead paint? I know you should be doing this great Benjamin Moore stuff over here, but nah. We're going to get the lead.
You got lead?
Big lead.
You got that good paint? The good? I wonder if that's what it was. Super predators. They got away with it, too.
They're still getting away with it, man.
Black people think Hillary Clinton was a better choice for president than than Donald Trump. Black people, by and large, preferred Hillary Clinton, who referred to them as super predators, to Donald Trump, who said, I'm going to bring investment into your communities. Give me a shot. What do you have to lose? Name one city run by Democrats populated by blacks that's worth a damn. Name one. Democrats, guys. They will destroy everything. And they'll steal your cat. Robert.
Once again, you're just stumbling onto the truth. Nah, it's some lead paint. And so you're spying your house and listening to what you're hearing. Listen through the walls and see what they hear.
I'm starting to wonder if that's true. We need to, you know what we need to do, Robert? We need to get together and convince Democrats that Donald Trump is using radio waves to spy on them in their house and to convince them of certain things, and that they need to paint their house with lead paint in order to defend against it. If you say it's Trump, they'll do anything.
Yeah, now we can get lead paint back that way, but I'm quite sure the police will ride by your house and tell how many people in the house and where they're sitting in the house.
How?
So there might be something to that lead paint thing. Now you just keep on thinking on it.
Well, lead stops radiation.
Then it might stop spying too and listening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Robert?
Stumbling onto the truth.
Robert, are you going to paint your house with lead and see if it works?
No, I think I'll stay with this latex.
You got a little weather beater out there? Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
272-9228, 48 minutes after 11 o'clock. I don't know what the special is this week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, but I do know one thing. It's going to be dynamite. I had the spaghetti meatballs twice last week. Okay. Sometimes you just want a classic. Spaghetti and meatballs. Sometimes you just want a classic. Sometimes you want something souped up, amped up. You want a specialty pizza pie. Sometimes you just want a salad, especially as hot as it is outside. A salad with that classic balsamic vinaigrette. Woo, brother. Now you're talking. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, I got two locations. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda Place location in Midtown Montgomery. Both are amazing. Both have the specials. Both have beer on tap. Both are legendary. Absolutely legendary. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. After this, Dan Morris in about 11 minutes.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular. It's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. Oh, I see people come in at night and the whole table to have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table to have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's fine dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Montgomery
Subaru. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Lee Ho Fook. Especially if they got werewolves with Chinese menus in their hands. 53 minutes after 11 o'clock. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Guys, any concrete need you have at all. I mean any concrete need you have at all. Period. End of story. Decorative, stamped, flat, polished, brushed. Doesn't matter. Stain dyed. If it's concrete, it's Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham's been doing concrete for, gosh, 25 years or more. And he probably just aged him. He's probably mad at me now that I said that. He's like, no, I haven't. But he has. But he has. He can do everything from the pad under your house to piers to driveways, walkways, curbing, parking lots. Big job, small job. He'll do an entire shopping center, or he'll come out there and do a patio for your house. It's just what Tom Latham does. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. 284-9292. You can check him out on Facebook, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, or check them out online, pennyearned.co. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. You're going to love this guy. He's a super, super nice guy. And I just saw him the other day, actually. He's a wonderful human being. Alva, you're on the air.
Hello, good morning still, guys. Hope you're doing well.
Morning, Alva. How are you, sir?
Doing fine, Dave. Thank you very much. you know, y'all got to talk about
Hillary. Hold on, you're a little muddled. Are you on speakerphone? Or?
No.
There you go. Better. Talk right there.
You guys were talking about Hillary, and it made me just think back on how poorly they treated people who worked for them. I know somebody that worked for the foundation over in Little Rock, and it was just absolutely, they treated them like servants. And, I mean, that's just their mentality toward people that work for them. And I remember that Donna Brazile was working on the campaign in 2016, and she was supposed to have already got her all the questions that Matt Lauer was going to ask her during the interview, and then boom, he hit her with the email scandal, mm-hmm. and she was furious. You could see her seething, and when she got back into the room with Donna, she said, how the blank did that happen? Why don't you quit standing around looking like a stunned water buffalo and get out there and janitorialize this?
Mm.
That was her quote to Donna Brazile.
She is a horrific human being. I don't know what percentage of the quotes attributed to her are true, or the stories in the books with the lamps being thrown at employees and Secret Service being treated like trash. I do think Secret Service ought to take everything to the grave. I don't care if you see a president murder somebody with his bare hands. The Secret Service should never, ever say or do anything about it, because you have to have complete trust with the Secret Service. You cannot think they'll ever turn on you, or how can you trust them completely? So I do look down on some of the Secret Service quotes that you see about the Clintons, because I don't think that's the role of the Secret Service.
Donna Brazile quoted that herself.
I understand that. And Donna Brazile is, say what you want, she's been around the game a long time and is respected as a political consultant and commentator.
Yeah, Al Gore brought her to the program.
Yeah, yeah. And
And she's, or as Rush says, Al Gore.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's done a pretty good job for her clients, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
she's not.
As a Republican, you can be frustrated with her, but you can't knock the game. I mean, she does a good job.
She's not unintelligent.
Right, no, she does a great job. She's just not on our side.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, all right, guys.
Good call.
Good to talk
to you. Yeah, I mean, they treat people like trash. Of course they do. Of course they do. MIT scientist weighs in on leaked Syria chemical investigation. Guys, I told you this when it happened. I think it was like April of 2017. And I came on the radio and I opened up the radio all somber and dour. And I said, this isn't why I voted for Trump. I did not vote for Trump to continue randomly bombing brown people around the world because the globalists and corporatists want money. I didn't do that. That's not why I voted for you. And he hadn't done it since, thankfully. But an MIT scientist is weighing in on what I noticed, April 2018, the alleged chemical gas attack in Syria was absolutely staged and fake, according to this guy. The response was over 100 Tomahawk cruise missiles. I said the day it happened, before I examined, this guy examined trajectories of missiles allegedly, or gas attack canisters and this and that. He examined the damage, the types of things that would be done. This guy is a smart guy, professor at MIT. I didn't need to examine all that. I didn't need chemistry and physics and trajectories and math. All I needed was a batch of common sense, philosophical consistency, and intellectual honesty. That was a staged chemical attack. And it was successful because it made Donald Trump do something about it. It was designed to try to take out Assad. Because the globalists and the corporatists can't stand Assad. They can't stand him. Because he's stopping the development of a massive pipeline from the Persian Gulf to Europe. And they want that sweet, sweet natural gas.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. Now an MIT rocket scientist weighs in on it, and he concludes what I concluded the day after it happened. It was fake. It was staged. Assad has no motive to be gassing his people at all, ever. They're trying it again right now, and it's also fake and staged again. I hope Trump doesn't fall for it a second time. You'll notice there's a little difference in our closing music here today. This is a Cranberries cover. I heard it over the weekend. It was fire.
Great.
Yeah, we'll be back. Dan Morris around the bend. You can go.